Pork producers are being encouraged to be aware of the importance of reporting any indication of Seneca virus A infection. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
A webinar hosted by the Swine Health Information Center and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians in March that looked at Seneca virus A as an emerging risk due to its similarities to foot and mouth disease is now accessible through SHIC's website at swinehealth.org. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says since 2015 there have been upward of 5,000 cases in the U.S. and more cases are identified each year.
The problem with SVA is that it looks identically to foot and mouth disease virus, and the only way to be able to tell which virus is present is through detection using different clinical tests. Also, the big concern is that if we miss foot and mouth disease virus, this can be devastating to the swine industry. But it's not only pigs that are affected, it's also other cloven-hoofed animals like cattle, sheep, and goats. And all of us would suffer a substantial loss in trade opportunities and even loss of animals. With our U.S. Department of Agriculture regulations, it is mandatory to report vesicular lesions if identified on a farm, and this is necessary to start a foreign animal disease investigation. That investigation involves having a veterinary medical officer come out and take the appropriate samples to detect, again, is this SVA or foot and mouth disease virus. At the same time, animals will most likely be halted and not removed from the farm, and other biosecurity steps implemented until a diagnosis can be obtained. And in this particular instances, there are tests at a lot of our veterinary diagnostic laboratories that can run initial tests to determine what virus is present.
Dr. Becton says it's important for producers to understand Seneca virus A and foot and mouth disease look the same, and the only way to tell them apart is through diagnosis at a veterinary diagnostic lab. For more information on Seneca virus A, or to access the webinar, visit swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.